Hello, this is the phonology report for the Ely area for the weeks of January 12th to January 18th. My name is Bryce, and I'm reporting for Ms. Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Looking at the last week, our low temperature was negative 32 on January 13th, and the high was 30 degrees on January 18th. We are all enjoying the warmer temperatures. We've finally been above zero for the last couple days. Gavin noticed that our hours and minutes of daylight have almost reached 9 hours. We're at 8 hours and 58 minutes. Brielle reported that in the park she saw the snow blocks being made for the snow carving during the Ely Winter Festival. They started by putting up huge wooden forms. They filled them with snow, then took the forms away to make huge snow blocks. In Ella's yard, she noticed that her apple tree has a couple apples left on it. Abby brought in a dead butterfly that her dad found on a rock while he was shoveling. We used a butterfly ID book and think it's either a Canadian tiger swallowtail or an Easter tiger swallowtail. When Henry was on Wolf Lake on the 16th, he heard wolves howling. Ty's brother went fishing on a nearby lake and caught many rainbow trout. The deer are still active, and reports from both Sam F. and Sam L. confirm this. A grouse was seen by Leo in the woods near his house. Robert saw snowshoe hare that was all white. It seemed like it was mocking him. When he looked away, the rabbit would run off, but when he turned his head again to look at it, it would peek out and look at him. There was a fishing contest on Elephant Lake, and Esther said her mom and a friend caught 3 bass. On Shagwell Lake, Eileen's dad and uncle went fishing and didn't catch anything. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phonology Report. We'll be back reporting on our observations for next week.